Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you know that backaches? CBS News reported a series some time back about that backaches, debilitating paralysis. They're trying to figure out, you know, what was causing this particular certain people to just get paralyzed because everything was right in their body. Everything was totally fine. Others were having serious backaches and pain and stuff. And what they found out was through their studies, you know, CBS News is reporting this, that it was because their brains were on overload to be able to survive, all the information that they were taking in and trying, you know, and some people can look at an ant and pass out because they just think too much about it. So it's not about being highly intelligent. It's just about, to you, it's becoming overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so the brain, so that it doesn't blow up, and I'm not talking about blow up, but it knows how to distract you. Mm-hmm. And so it literally distracted them. The brain distracted them from, you're burning me out. You're pressing your motherboard here. This is too much. And so what the brain did, it started creating a phantom pain in the back, even to the point that this one lady was paralysis. Wow. So it survived. This is how the body's designed to survive based on that. What they're saying is that you may have, if you don't listen to what I'm going to be sharing today, that your body will start acting up. Things will start happening to your body because you're trying to live this life out of your head instead of out of your heart. Mm. And our head is about, you know, takes in information, but our heart, you know, God lives in our heart, our spirit, man, and he leads us in the brain. Our mind is supposed to submit to the ways of God and the word of God. So it doesn't matter what kind of thoughts are coming your way. You have to understand what's about to happen and what really is happening now if you're actually paying attention. It's going to be information overload, and most people are just burying their heads. I mean, it's just too much, and that's a survival technique.
Yeah,
they just turn off the news, they turn off everything, and it's like, but that's not really good because now they finally won, the enemy's won, and they're doing things, and you don't even know what's even happening. You're like on the inside of a gated community with no doors, and you're on the outside, you know, making sure that you're not going to survive that, And so, which I believe was Zedekiah was during that time. But anyway, so we want to talk about, you know, how much information, and I'm talking about information, is it going to be doubling every 12 hours? Because in 1900, it's reported that the information would double every 100 years. Every 100 years in 1900, that it would double every 100 years, but now they're saying, I believe it doubles every, I think it's every 18 months. Every 18 months, it doubles now.
Right.
But the question is, and you can see why, because you think about this. Now we're actually, they have data on everything you buy. Data on your medical. Data on, it lets you know that whether your milk's going low. Refrigerator data, your refrigerator measures what's in your not my refrigerator, but people's refrigerator actually will tell you, it'll print you a shopping list, which is, that's actually data. This is information and it's knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
That's scary. Know.
Like for example, Chris will be going, this refrigerator is like, you're out of hot wings and pizza. You're going to, you know, Friday's coming. And I know you said this is the last Friday you're going to have pizza and hot wings.
For that service. Right. He'd be very thankful for that.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, it probably will call. It'll probably call the delivery service
and have it delivered.
Right. It's okay. Put it on his card. Right? Isn't that terrible? They deliver the groceries and stuff.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Terrible. And Steve's refrigerator is like, need some more chicken and some Italian dressing.
Right.
It's going down. Anyway, so we wouldn't even know what it was saying, right? Yo no hablo es el refrigerador. And so think about it. Doubling every something's happening to my notes right in front of me as
and
I speak.
They are coming back.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Every 18 months, it's doubling, which is huge in itself. But then they're talking about it's going to be doubling every 12 hours. I mean, you know, in other words, you go through a 24-hour day, it would have doubled twice. It would have doubled 14 times in 7 days. that's when you just go, he's like, right? It's time to meditate. It's time to meditate. But the thing is, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean?
Right.
I mean, this is an illiterate generation almost.
It's can't like, read anyway.
Just give me the headline. Just give me the headlines.
Is it all video?
Is it in a movie? Do you have a movie for that? Do you have a movie for that? And I did that actually when I was in, ooh, what was that? Nothing. The, leave my computer alone. Okay, so
testing.
I was in college, you know, I was going to contemporary literature, and I realized I bought this book, and I'm thinking, oh man, I got to work. I was in law enforcement, all these different things going on, and I thought, hey, they made a movie about this. And I even went. I was a new believer. I found this out. They changed the names that's in the book with the movie. They change. You got to go back. So if you're going to do the paper, I got to write a paper on this book. And so I checked all the names and all this kind of stuff. And I just did this great picture, this thing on the movie. And I come in there and I just really loved this professor. He was just really cool. And I give him a paper and he goes, you did really, really good. It must have been a really good movie. And of course, all he busted. Wanted me to do was write. It wasn't read or this right. book or that type of thing. Anyway, so what does that mean? What does it mean potentially doubling every 12 hours? Imagine 1 year then of that kind of information. We talked about earlier, and you could have a reference link, I'm sure, on this, about everything. We were running out of URLs. We were running out of web addresses. Mm-hmm. So they created a whole brand new system so everybody can have like 1,000 URLs for every individual living being on the face of the earth, by the way. We have that on. Right. We've talked about all this. Just to encourage you, your Cheerios does have a URL. And so when you start measuring data, and I actually saw this on the Blaze TV, where they're talking about trying to put a measurement on this. And, you know, if it don't, you know, once it starts putting E's up for us on the calculator, is like, what did that come from? I don't need the E thing. Mm-mm. But listen, this kind of gives you an idea. Well, they're beginning to measure knowledge. You know, knowledge. What does it mean? This much knowledge, this much data. Because you want to know is that how much data are they keeping on us? That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, this place in Utah, for example, the NSA, which stands for the National Security Association, I don't know what it is, some kind of, you know, the NSA, the building out there where they're storing mm-hmm. all the data. Mm-hmm. And so they said they're not keeping our phone calls on there, right? And so what are they keeping on there? Well, by just saying that they're keeping, they could keep our phone calls, but they're staying constitutionally correct, doesn't mean they're not keeping an entire other country's phone calls. Every phone call, every single phone call that country makes, and they have plenty of storage left to be able, it doesn't affect their ability to store that information. Hmm. I told you I'm not going to get the milk. You get the milk. Useless information, right?
Right.
Useless information. But what does that mean? So when they begin to measure it, they begin to say, you know, well, this is a megabyte, this is a terabyte of information. That's storage. You know, most people have a couple gigs, maybe 200 gigs of information. And then after gigs, they have different measurements that go up. I used to have a tab here. I don't even know what my tab is on that. But in the context of that, the one aspect of that is, but they have what, the megabyte, the gigabyte, the terabyte, the petabyte. We've talked about the petabyte. There's a whole segment on mm-hmm. that. You can actually, hopefully that's a related link if you're listening, if you have Torch. And just, you got to get a concept of this. But it goes all the way to an exabyte. And that's where things just kind of shut down. As you can see, there's a couple more measurements because the last one was like Yoda byte, right?
Yeah.
Yoda byte. So we're going to begin to talk about after this break, you know, begin to get a concept. What does this really mean? It's going to blow your mind. And we're going to compare it based on the sun and the earth. We're talking about trying to get, you know, how much data do they presently have? Is it going to be doubling every 12 hours? And we're talking about this place in Utah, National Security Agency. What if you measured what they actually have on the world, what kind of information mm-hmm. they have that's based on projections doubling every 12 hours, but, you know, in the future, soon future. And so we talked about trying to measure information, how much information, you know, gigabyte, terabyte, and all of a sudden we got to the place of exabyte. And, you know, what is an exabyte? An exabyte is a multiple, if you would, of units of bytes, which every thing that's collected on your computer is like a byte or a bit of information. And it indicates that it's 10, 18 squared. A 10 to the 18th power, if I would. That's what, 10 to the 18th power. Mm. So one exabyte. I know, hold on a minute. It's going to get to mine and Pat's level. John's got it already.
Yeah.
Degrees. And so one exabyte of information with all your kids' pictures and your medical records and your pizza orders and all that kind of stuff. That is 10 to the 18th power. You think about that. Everybody's all that data added up, your tokens at your toll bridge and your checking accounts and your bank information, etc. So that if you wrote the zeros out, it would be one. If you wrote the number, it would be 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, just get some comparison here, because I don't know that, you know, I can't, right. I know. And that's what's happening right now, even with our debt. And so when you think about it, one exabyte, if you lined an exabyte up, how big is an exabyte? Look at here. It literally is the diameter of the sun. So imagine you're seeing it right now on your screen. It's the diameter of the sun. I mean, think about it.
One exabyte.
Yeah, you're looking at it right here on the screen. So imagine that. So just one exabyte is the diameter. The diameter is measuring straight across. So if you measure straight across the sun, that is an exabyte. We're trying to figure out how much data do they presently have on us, and the fact that it's going to be doubling, they say, every 12 hours. Imagine that. Mm. So now we're getting an idea. I say, okay, don't know what an exabyte was, but I know what the sun is. I know what the sun is. It's the thing that I got to put sunglasses on, I can barely see. So now let's compare what we really know, because the sun is such a great distance. It's bigger than what it looks like. So let's just think about the Earth. How big is the Earth compared to the sun? Well, okay, we're trying to figure out how much data. We're getting a measurement. An exabyte is the diameter of the sun. You can fit, as you can see right here, you can fit 1.3 million Earths. Think about that. You're seeing on your screen right here. There you go. 1.3 million Earths. 1.3 million Earths in the sun. Okay, one exabyte is the diameter of the sun. And now we're finding out this entire Earth, it takes 1.3 million of these to be able to fit inside the sun, the size of the sun. That's the difference in sizes. In other words, it's bigger than that dot in the sky. Remember, it brings light to the whole, you know, universe, star out there. And so, okay, so this is big. This is big. So the question is now, since you can measure information in exabyte, now we understand now an exabyte is the diameter of the sun, the distance of the sun, and you put 1.3 million Earths in the sun. The question is, well, how many suns, S-U-Ns, how many suns does the National Security Agency in Utah presently have based on reports of information gathered up? This is it. Look at this. 5,000 suns. 5,000 suns.
Wow.
Think about it. Everything that's ever been done, being done, and then it's doubling. It's doubling every 18 months, and soon it's going to be talking about doubling every 12 hours. How many suns? And so the question is this. This is the big thing is, and now you're getting an idea now. It's like, that's a lot, and they know stuff on me that I didn't know they knew. And I need Jesus. You know, I need Jesus.
Definitely.
And it just takes a simple mark, you know, some sort of tracking device, mm-hmm. which we talked about before, which was the segment was called RFDI.
RDI.
Yes. Yeah, make sure you...
Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah, and so we want to find... No, how do you defeat this then? So the big question is how do you defeat this? Y'all could take that down. How would you defeat this? But understand this. This is the prophet Daniel. This is what Daniel said in Daniel 12:4. He said, Daniel said, is there speaking? He says, but you, Daniel's God speaking to him, shut up the words and seal this book until the time of the end. The end. He says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Hmm. And we just thought, you know, they just some time back, they would said that there's much information that passes our life in a daytime that our great-great-grandfather didn't have in a lifetime. Hmm. And now just hours are passing by, and it's like, you know, what are you going to do with this stuff? Mm-hmm. And if you don't grow and get this key that I'm talking about right here, and we've got to get it. So what is the key? The key is wisdom. The key is not knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. I mean, that's what you're seeing, people that are self-reliant and prideful. They're just getting more knowledge and more information mm-hmm. and more information. But you know what? If you talk to them, they don't have wisdom. They don't have wisdom. 81% of the church is not even picking up their Bibles, according to George Barna, and wisdom is found in God. Your knowledge is one thing, but wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. It's the proper application. So how do you defeat this, it's, you know, knowledge doubling every 12 hours? If you dive into that, you'll never come out of it. You'll never come out of trying to figure out, you're going to figure things out. And God says he frustrates the intellect of the intelligent. And the thing is, but he's wisdom itself. And so I want to talk about a wisdom moment. Wisdom moment today is Proverbs 4, 5 through 6. It reads, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. You see, you've been seeking knowledge and going to universities and watching everything and learning everything. But this is the truth is, and hold off on that closing thing, if you would. Understand this. It's wisdom. It is wisdom that you can get. And so make sure you pay attention closely and listen to the wisdom moments that we're going to begin to release again on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You need this wisdom inside of you. Proverbs 4, 5 through 6. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you, church. Love her, and she will watch over you. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.